Hello and welcome to episode 13, probably the last one, because as you'll hear shortly, James has completely lost interest now. It's not about the alts. So he's off doing alt stuff. So I'm here with some guest presenters, and I'm a very lucky man. And if I was that way inclined, I'd be in heaven right now, because I've got Bryn here. Hello, Bryn.
G'day, g'day.
He's the heartthrob captain of the first team. And we've got Jerry, the dreamboat from the Dreamers.
Sure, no.
And Martin Black.
Yeah, not a heartthrob and not a dreamboat.
Lovely man, though. And here he is. And he adds a bit of variety to the accents, which we like. Come a bit closer, Martin. Make sure you're not quiet. All right. So, so as I said, James isn't here. He might be upset because his favourite team up at Parapine.
Oh, yes.
They didn't win the Central League. Capital Premier, sorry. I keep forgetting.
They got pepped,
didn't they? Yeah, so Wainui won that league on Sunday with really odd game. And I saw their title-winning team. And miraculously saw several players who beat us in the second game for their reserves.
Oh, that always happens.
And we'd beaten them in the first game, and miraculously they absolutely battered us in the second game. And then half of that team are playing for the Cap Prem team.
Was that pre or post the 12-game limit?
Probably pre. It was probably pre.
We're getting close, though.
It was like the start of the season. It would have been 10th game.
Bastards. Yeah. Why did that to us when we were in Cap 4?
We also had ref, though. So there's like... they could have put any names on the team sheet.
Yeah, it was a complete. I remember we played them, and it was a completely different team. We played them on Monday night.
Yeah, Monday night
and
disaster.
And we looked at the sides, and like I recognised all the reserves. They were cheering them on from the sides, and I was like, "This is so fucking blatant." Really.
This may have been said already, but I remember they said that they didn't agree to rolling subs, but they decided to roll their referee about 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, it was awful. It was just not a good day out in Wainui. But anyway, we'll get on to the sort of better news, and that's whose birthdays it is. It's exciting, isn't it? Look at Martin.
I love the birthdays part. It's my favourite part of the pod.
So, Thiago Silva.
Oh.
He's 36 today, believe it or not. So, still young. Still young, Bryn. Don't make that noise. Still young. Harry Kuehl, from this sort of part of the world.
Yeah.
Australasia.
Hampered by injury.
Yeah. He's 42 today.
Fucking hell.
Emmanuel Petit.
Ah.
He's 50, believe it or not.
50.
Terrifying. Terrifying that. We're getting on. Anyone remember Billie Piper in Non-Footballers?
Oh, the singer.
Yeah. She's 38.
Ah. Billie Piper.
Honey to the Bee. That's you for me. That was the name of the song.
Was that the blonde lassie?
I don't think so. She's now an actress.
No, I'm thinking of somebody else.
It's gone. And one for Bryn, because you're Welsh.
Thank you.
Ruth Jones from Gavin and Stacey.
Legend.
Yeah. She's the one that says, what's occurred in? That's what that
is. She wrote it all as well.
Yeah.
clever lady.
Yeah. So she is 54 today.
Are we?
Well done, Ruth Jones. Well done. Well, happy birthday. Either way. But in James's absence, I'm going to read some Ryan Phibbs. Right.
So what is it? Us three against you?
Yeah. Well, it's just true or false.
Oh, okay.
True or false. Right. So these are written by James. So make sure I haven't lost my mind slightly.
It's going to be a long anecdote then.
Yeah. So, you know how Scottish people have probably the maddest accents in the whole wide world? It's why not many of them do podcasts, because no subtitles. He did know Martin was coming on the podcast before he wrote. So anyway, remember Matt Busby?
Vaguely.
Right. Well, he used to manage Man United, but he was a footballer before that. He was supposed to have the maddest of the mad accents, that being he had a very, very strong Scottish accent. Now, do you know the census? So some poor chap had to come round to his house to get his occupation. And Busby says, footballer, in a mad Scottish accent, right? And you know what the census guy put on the form? He put fruit boiler. Is that Ryan Phibbs or Wayne Trooney?
I'm trying to think of the way that he'd say it. Footballer. Footballer.
Sounds more fit than fruit.
Yeah.
Fruit boiler. Don't know.
But I don't know where Matt Busby's from. Because if he was from Edinburgh, you might have a wee kind of... because he'd go, footballer, like.
Right.
Sounds like there'd have to be a little bit of a roll of the tongue after the E. Fruit boiler. I can't do it.
No.
Fruit baller.
Phibbs.
Brian's gone fibs, he's in. Jerry, what do you think?
I'm going to say that this is Kenny enough to be Trini.
Oh, I'm not Dawn.
Oh,
I reckon it's fibs.
Well, it's Wayne Trini, Jerry.
Oh, no way.
Jerry gets a point. I get 2 points. Ooh. You two have got none.
If only this was my fantasy league.
That's not going well.
No.
Right. In a Northern League game in the early 90s, there was a Ferrari at Bridlington Town FC when on a night match on a chilly Tuesday night, the floodlights came on and some noticed that the pitch wasn't as bright as usual. This is because you know how each floodlight is made up of a bunch of individual lights? Well, some were off, and the ones that were on, it was as soon apparent that the word tits was being spelt with each corner of the four floodlights in the corners turned out to be one of those letters. It turns out the lights guy had just been sacked for being drunk on the job and wanting to exact revenge. I didn't know what to write, but I had a few cheeky naked ladies adorning the walls of my booth, he said. And that's when the word tits, that's about it, tits really, he concluded. Is that Wayne Trini or Ryan Phibbs?
It has to be those old spotlights.
Yeah, with little... But it is Bridlington Town FC in the early 90s.
I mean, I'm no electrician, but surely you'd have to go and change all the light bulbs.
No, you just snip them. If he's fired, I was thinking logistics too. You'd just snip them.
Yeah.
You'd snip the individual bulbs. Oh. Run in parallel so they're not going to go out. Trini.
You've done this before.
Trini.
Yeah. I want it to be true, that's why.
Yeah, no, I'm just listening to the way the story's told.
Yeah.
Sounds quite well narrated. Neither... Mr. Kane is an amazing writer.
Or he's ripped it straight off the newspaper.
Yeah. I'm going to go Wayne Trini.
How many of these do we have?
There's only two. This is the other one.
Oh! I was thinking three.
Yeah. I'm going to say fibs then.
It is Ryan Phibbs.
Yes.
Of course it is. Ooh, of course yes. It is.
What of averages you got to go with?
Yeah. All right. So Martin got a point. I got 4 points because you got many wrong. Jerry got a point as well. Bryn, you did not do well.
Struck out.
Didn't excel at that.
James a point for his storytelling.
Yeah, James did well. Well done, James. If you even bother listening.
I think the other thing is out. You're a bit of a liar than he is.
Yeah, I've got quite a straight face. Yeah. In his stories, he gets excited, doesn't he?
Gets into the detail.
Yeah. Right. So, after that silliness with the word tits... We will move on to the season finales. The last week of the season for us four. It's been all right. I'd say we're all doing pretty well. No one's getting relegated. But firstly, we'll move on to the first team, Bryn.
Righto.
Right, so you've got a big game, but you are promoted. Congratulations.
Yeah, pressure's well off done. To agree. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so you need a point to win the league, though. You've got the second team in a game. Second place team in a game this weekend.
Yeah, so we're a point above, so a draw or a win keeps us in first place.
All right, so you're happy with the season. What's been going on since we last spoke to you?
Because a while ago.
Well, that was the whole season.
Right?
Yeah. So you had a good squad though. You thought you were favourites, and it proved to be true.
It did. We had a slight hiccup where I got sent off, and that seemed to be. I think I don't want to claim too much credit, but. We needed a hiccup in the season to really galvanise the team, and I think I really provided.
Yeah, so I was gonna mention that. Like when you walked in here and saw both me and Martin sat here with our ginger hair and ginger beards, did you feel slightly intimidated, or did you get angry again?
No.
Did it make you angry again?
No. Well, I mean, I don't want to feel like I'm appealing to the.
Martin's remembered what happened. He blocked it away. It was too painful for him.
Appealing to the committee here, but what? Commonly misconstrued event. I used the word ginger as a describer,
right,
rather than as the offensive language.
Right, I see.
Thank you, Jerry. I knew I was looking for a describing word.
So if it had been Jerry on the other end, would you have gone, you brown-haired cunt,
or lanky bastard?
Yeah, but that's not hair colour, is it? Because brown hair isn't offensive.
But it's the easiest identifier.
Right,
he was the only ginger on the pitch, and right. I really wanted to call him a prick.
I'm not sure.
It's either that or baldy. You don't get
brown-haired,
black-haired.
So then, the Jerry's common identifier. I mean, you don't want to say sexy bastard because you give yourself away.
I'm blushing. You can't see this, but I'm blushing.
So you'd use the height.
Right.
Can I ask a question? Did you get sent off for your words in that moment?
Straight red.
So that wasn't a reaction.
So that's discriminatory then, isn't it? That's what he's called it.
That's what he thought he's heard. But when he's given me issued the red, he said it was too loud.
Oh, okay.
So I think his problem was with volume.
Right, that's interesting.
Anything.
Right.
So when you say, like, when you shout, like, fins up, if you shout that too loud, is that a problem? Or?
Well, but going by this referee standard.
Potentially, it was decibels, right. Yeah. So that you lost that game, and that basically you think that made you win the league?
I think it definitely helped.
Well done, Bryn.
Thank you.
Well done.
I do try
well
to contribute done. Here and there.
Yes. All right. And you've had a few goals?
One.
One goal.
But best defence in the league.
Yeah,
that's,
well done.
That's what...
You claim that one?
Yeah, I will.
That's, all right.
I do contribute to that job.
Very nice.
So, yeah,
very
thank
nice.
You.
All right. So who's been your player of the season? Who's your pick?
Personally or yeah. for the team?
Well,
from a team perspective, yeah. I think you can't give it to a single man.
Right.
It's been a collective effort.
He's worried this is going to come out before the game.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully it will, yeah.
But personally, I think Caleb Hilbron...
Oh, right,
his
okay.
work rate is unrivaled. And while he hasn't scored a lot of goals, he's certainly created the vast majority of my
Oh, has he? Right, okay.
Through sheer determination.
I see.
Yeah.
I was thinking you were going to go for RCF. That's the name that's popped up all the time.
I mean, the man's a magician, but that's his job.
So, do you think most of these players will stay for next year and do
I
the
so.
Cat Prem?
I hope so. I was having a think on the way here, and the vast majority of the boys stayed from the previous season, which of course wasn't our best.
No.
So I think that's a real indication of how keen everyone is and how strong the unit is.
Yeah, and process staying?
To my knowledge, I think that'll be a discussion for the committee.
Right.
But I can't see anyone not wanting him to stay, shall we say.
All right, yeah.
I did pre-season with the firsts, and I might just say that what a lovely bunch of lads.
Lovely bunch of lads.
I pulled the age. I was quite an outlier.
Yeah.
But, you know, these guys are cool, and I've had a great time supporting them this season.
No, I appreciate that, Jay. No, it's a good bunch of boys.
Yeah.
No dicks, that's for sure.
Yeah. It was very heartwarming, Jerry. I love it.
Thanks. I'll say something nice about it.
Yeah.
You just, I'll wait. Yeah. Wait till you go.
Right, so Saturday.
Do or die.
Yeah, you have a big game against Lower Hutt, which is the Phoenix under... 17s,
whatever they are.
Undefeated
they are, actually.
Afterwards, it might get a bit silly.
For sure.
Right, yeah. We'll get onto that later. Right. So, that's the end of that. The reserves, I think, they're safe.
They're
Is
safe.
That right? Do you know much about them or not much about them?
Not a huge amount, but I do know that they've had a very consistent squad for the first time in a long time, which I think... contributes massively to the success of the team.
So they're doing way better than last year, which is
way better than last year. The likes of Cam Matheson, Robbie Sexy Legs Columbus.
Because Cam was in the first team last year, wasn't he?
He was indeed.
Yeah, right, okay, yeah.
But no, he seems to be a bit of a linchpin that holds everyone together, so it's good to see them coming along.
Yeah, and we have pinched two of their players recently and they are very good, so I'm happy with that.
Good to hear.
Little Matty Throughball, love him. He listens as well. Believe it or not.
Is that made a law?
Yeah.
Wowee.
Lovely lad.
He is a really nice kid.
Yeah, and he really fits in with the JJs.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so it's good. I'm gonna work all summer on keeping him. All summer. And he brought along a lad called Shrin on the weekend.
Shrinny.
Yeah, and he was brilliant. And he was keen to play again. So
he
that's
is
good news.
Very, very nice kid, Shrinny.
Yep, so they fit in right in.
Steiner School, actually, Shrin went to.
Where?
Rudolf Steiner School.
I don't know what that means.
It's like... Anyway, it's like completely alternative form of education.
Oh, right, okay.
Self-directed learning from the age of zero.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
So, I would not have been good at that.
It tends to produce very mature kids.
Ah, right, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Is that where we were enrolled?
Yeah, potentially.
Yeah. All right. So, on to the Seagulls, Martin.
Yes.
Tell us about your season since we last saw you.
Started off surprisingly well, considering that we came up.
Mm-hmm.
And then just the fact that we're a social team and injuries and suspensions and people being away and all that, that kind of cut up on us a wee bit. So we kind of a bit of a slump in the middle of the season, lost some games that on paper we shouldn't have done. And then the last few games, yeah, we've picked up again. So looking forward to the last game of the season. I think we're guaranteed to finish fourth now, which...
That's what Brendan said at the start. He said Champions League. You'd be happy with the top four. So yeah,
I mean, I think a few of the lads were disappointed halfway through the season because we'd started off so well and then they had that slump. But it's a case of, like, somebody said to us at the start of the season, you'll finish fourth, you'll win more games than you lose, you'll score plenty of goals. I think we all would have been pretty proud of that.
It's a massive achievement.
So it's I mean, we're not even going to pretend that we're the best or even the fourth best technically football inside, but we're just a good unit because we've all been playing each other for years. Do you know what I mean? So
then, is that going to carry on next year? You know, have another go at Division 2?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
With us, there's always like maybe two players that will drop out, and we'll find two from somewhere that are good enough and good lads.
Probably Scottish,
probably Irish.
Probably horrible bastards.
Yeah, probably just, yeah.
Always good at shouting. You don't get very far.
So, no, I'm sure we'll find them somewhere. And I can't, I think we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Now we've had a taste of it and everything, do you know what I mean?
Not scary anymore, is it?
Nah. I mean, we've noticed, I don't know about the rest, but I've certainly noticed the step up in terms of playing more first teams and reserve teams. Like, you can tell that they're training twice a week. And, like, we're getting punished for stupid things more often, like a slack pass around the edge of the box.
Straight away, a goal.
It's like, okay. You know,
you used to have one in three of them used to go in, but now it's everyone.
Yeah. So it's like, even just the nets, I've noticed just the finishing's better. Like, so no, it's been a really, really good season. So
I've heard a few comments around the town, that every time people are down at the training ground and they see the seagulls, they're running their asses off.
Oh yes.
Oh, that's Gibby. Yeah, he likes to
do sprints and shit.
A bit of pre-season, it was like Navy SEAL training.
So did you guys ever in pre-season? You still going pre-season?
No, we just do it as a warm-up, really. Just ups and downs for the first, because we don't get the pitch until 7, so we turn up at 6:30, and it's just, we just do up and down the sides, really.
Half an hour sprinting.
Well, not sprinting, but just like halfway line and back. It's not.
I feel
like I'm going to have a stroke by the rest of them are all right.
I mean, I've played a few games for the Seagulls Power Shop over the years, and you might not always think it, but what a bunch of lovely lads.
Oh, cheers.
Off the pitch, lovely. On the pitch, I don't know what happened. Honestly, the first time we played against you, I thought, where are these cunts from? Like, we played it. It's like a 9-a-side end of season tournament, and you're there like fucking ripping into us. What's going on here?
I don't know. I think we're actually quite sound, to be fair. On the pitch.
I don't notice it anymore, right?
I mean, yeah.
How many red cards have you had this year?
All the same person, though.
Right, okay, yeah.
And only been two.
Right, okay.
Who was there?
Well, yeah.
Headbutted someone.
Well, back up. The first one he got spat at, which I'm surprised that he only got a red card and didn't kick off any further than that.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, the second one he's headbutted somebody, so yeah, I can't really defend that.
It's a high level of competitiveness. We played them in a little training game the other day, and
it's always there.
Fire. It is fire. And the reserves don't get, well, elements of the reserves gives us that, but the Seagulls had a team in a little, you know, three team aside sort of thing, and fuck, I just wanted to charge in on half. it's a great level of competition.
Well, you play pitch Twilight against any of them and it's just an horrible afternoon. Like, Shane has injured me more times than I can count. That's right.
I think every time you went near him, you've ended up with a sore ankle,
Or someone stood on my toe, or a knee in my knee, you know, just anything. He can do anything every time, loves it. Five-a-side Twilight.
What a great time.
Right, well, thanks, Martin.
All good.
Jerry, the Dreamers. How's that season been? How's it been standing next to Corey all year?
He doesn't
listen, it's fine.
I feel bad, a little bit bad, about the way that I talk to Corey sometimes. And I don't, you know.
See, at the moment,
I think he resents me a little bit.
Right.
Maybe it is just the heat of the moment and how I come across. I mean it with love. And I think we are fine off the field, you know, we're always good.
I can't imagine you being nasty to someone.
Really?
to Corey, I've seen it, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. There's a special button that Corey can push that makes Jerry quite angry.
You know, I've done a lot of covering this season.
Yes.
At the back there. But I think that maybe one of our things that we went into as a team is maybe subconsciously was defending optional.
Right, I see. Yeah. You're all about the fun.
We had a goalkeeper who was a better striker than a keeper.
Yeah.
But we don't have any him anymore.
We heard a lot about him in one of our episodes.
Yeah. Took up most of the episode.
Mm.
But going forward, we've been very good, I think.
Yeah.
We've had players like Ben Florence, Casey Fury is an amazing player, been able to bang in quite a lot of goals and played some pretty good football at the time. So I think if we, there's a chance that if we win this weekend and another result goes our way, that we could come third.
Nice, all right, isn't it?
Yeah, so, I mean, we had probably a mid-season slump like yourselves and the Seagulls there, Martin. Unlike this first team, we've just been consistently awesome. But yeah, so we've had to claw our way back a bit.
I have to say, I've missed playing the Dreamers this year.
Yeah, you like that bit of rivalry?
Yeah, it's just always.
It's been about 3 years, hasn't it?
It's always a good battle. Do you know what I mean, even when I was playing outfield, it was always fun.
Mm. I've heard some of their opinions of you.
Yeah, you in midfield, you did cause some arguments, didn't you, occasionally?
I was just a bit lippy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I can't. Being in nets has saved me a lot of fines. Yeah. The ref can't really hear as much of what I'm saying.
Yeah, when I'm that is good.
50 yards
that's
away.
Handy.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a saver.
I forgot to ask you, who was your player of the season?
I actually haven't sent mine through to Dean yet. Brian in midfield's been fucking quality, and he's been playing week to week as well because his Achilles is in a bad
hanging
way.
Off. Yeah.
Gibby, was the wee Scottish lad that was playing training the other night. He's just consistently just good.
He's really good.
I mean, it's just his work rate. You know what I mean? Bob's top goal scorer. So yeah, probably one of those three. Scott's had a very underrated season as well.
All right, underrated by the press or
just because, you know, he goes under the radar.
Does he? Yeah.
He was a bit part player and then he got put at centre back and
now here he goes, amazing centre back.
Yeah, now he's like Cannavaro.
He's filled that Ricky hole.
I don't think anyone can fill the Ricky hole.
No.
If he cared more, he'd be playing.
Yeah.
Even at 38, he'd be playing a lot higher if he actually cared.
Yeah. He does not care.
Nah.
No.
But on his day, he's probably the best centre back I've ever played with.
He's a maverick. I like it. He has like usually two moments in every game where he does something ridiculous and gives a goal away, tries to give a goal away.
I wouldn't say every game. I would say there's maybe he would do this thing where he would in the box, he would chest the high ball down, beat two players, dribble it out, ping a 40-yard pass out, and you're like, all right, fair enough. But then he'll try and do a cross turn 6 yards out, lose it.
And it's a goal.
And it's a goal, and you're like, okay, you need to come up with an in-between there, Ricky.
Yeah, don't do that often. Because I think Sunday League, maybe he cares even less, so he gives away more ridiculous goals. And then just you look at him, you can't say much because he's terrifying. But like you've worked really hard to get back into this game, and then he's just paid a back pass that's gone to straight to their striker, it's gone in, and you want to say something but he could crush your face, couldn't he? Don't think he listens, hopefully.
I doubt it.
Yeah, he's not got time for that. Just punching
he's
things.
Not, he's not a podcast kind of guy.
No, he doesn't like a podcast kind of guy. No, never mind. Right. Well, Jerry, who's your player of the season? Did you tell me that? You didn't.
Oh, I did send my vote through to Paulie Mulo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I disclose that right
You
now.
Don't want to disclose it? Okay.
Yeah.
It's been a team effort.
It's been a team effort.
Right, okay.
We've had some good players and I voted for one of them.
Right, well done, Jay. Thanks. Okay.
Good, Jesus. Thanks, bro.
I'll tell you about the JJs if you like.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Do.
So we started all right and then I was injured and I thought, I'm just going to leave this to the lads. And I'm not saying I make a difference, but in that month that I didn't bother, they didn't win any games, they didn't draw any games. So it was looking pretty dire at one point. Like we were second bottom for a while. Didn't win many games, and then we had an away game at Western Suburbs against a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
And I was on one leg. I mean, we only had 11 players, but we somehow managed to win that 3-2. We somehow got through that game and won it. And then from then we went on a bit of a run. And now we're in a battle for fifth and sixth at the end of the season, which is exactly what we were hoping for. So it's gone quite well.
Congrats.
And we finally clicked with the second to last game. We finally got our groove, just as we normally do.
Nice.
Little Matty Throughball coming in has made a difference. And we won 7-1, no, 8-1 at the weekend.
And now you're ready to destroy the Oaks next week.
We've got a game against Western Suburbs again this weekend, and then we've got the Alts in a, I would say friendly, but I think it matters more to both teams than any other game this year. Like, Chris Evans has not, I don't think he's not mentioned it since the first weekend of the season when we were in the club rooms. He was going on about it then, yeah. And every time I've seen him, he's going, "Oh, you're scared about the end of the season now," or he said some comment about that game. So it's going to be big.
Well, you need a riff.
Yeah. We'll need probably three.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's going to get heated, because Bass ended the conversation at the start of the season by standing up and saying, "We'll beat you 10-0.
Ooh.
That's fighting talk from everyone. Everyone wants to win.
Do I get to play in that game?
Jerry played one game for us in the season, so Jerry can play for us.
He qualifies. That's yeah, the
yeah.
Threshold.
Yeah,
one
you
game.
Have to play a league game.
I kind of want to play.
Yeah.
I feel like as an Island Bay mercenary, I should be allowed to play.
Yeah, we'll figure something out, maybe half and half or something like that. But we'll get as many people involved in that silly game as possible, because it will be overhyped. One excellent moment in this weekend's game, which is a bit of a Sean gloater that you'll remember from previous episodes. It was about the 75th minute or so, and there's a foul on Matty Law just outside the corner of the box, probably like right on the corner of the box, heading towards the sideline.
Okay.
Just right next to all our fans and all of our subs, and a few of the Alts are there. They've had a few beers, they're a bit leery.
Yeah.
And Matty Law picks up the ball, and I go, no, son. I'm 15 years your senior. This is all me. And he's a bit upset because it's in a good position for him and he's had a good game. So anyway, I place it down and the lads behind are giving me some jip now, because I've only nicked it off our best player. I look knackered. Like, I've just played 80 minutes. I do not look well. Like, I've limped over to get the ball.
Ridden the face.
Yeah. I'm looking shattered. So as they do it, one lad starts to film it because they're laughing at me right now. And then I take probably three steps, because I don't need any longer to run up than that, and just like loop it over into the far top corner.
Beautiful.
As it's sailing over, one of the lads, no way, straight in. That's now a video that I will have forever.
Brilliant.
And whenever I'm feeling slightly down, I'm just going to do that.
Get it up on the page,
right? Yeah.
I mean, I've seen the video. I feel like the keeper could do better.
He could do better, but it doesn't matter, does it?
I feel like the wall's in the wrong place.
Got nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
He stood right behind
that. Yeah, he stood right behind the wall. He's not seen it till late.
He's not done well. He's not excelled, but he's not excelled throughout, and I knew that, so I didn't take the risk of putting him in the top corner.
Yeah.
You see, he didn't need to. Knew his against, knew my opponent.
You've asked a question now.
So that's what I did. Do you want to hear about how the Alt season ended, Bryn? Did you hear much about this?
Just a little bit.
Mm.
It filtered through the airwaves.
It's dodgy.
Yeah, so I'm going to do it like a little sort of timeline of the afternoon.
Right. It's controversial, should we say.
So earlier on in the day, the Karori Sea Lords won, taking themselves to 28 points, right? And we were playing on the pitch next to them, so we could tell the Alts what had happened. So they knew they needed a win, right? Then the Barons finished slightly earlier against Seatoon, and they've won 1-0. So the Barons are now on 27 points, and the Alts are on 25 before they played, right? So with about 10 minutes to go, the Alts are losing 1-0 to the Unmanageables, who are also an Island Bay team.
Yeah.
So that would lead them on 25 points in third place.
Wow.
Right? Then with 10 minutes to go, the Unmanageables goalie, for some reason, boots the ball off the back of his own man into his goal for 1-1. Right? A completely ridiculous own goal. They're on 26 points. They're still in third place. The 94th minute.
Yeah.
The Unmanageables know that they are safe.
Because
Seatoon have lost.
Gotcha.
Against the Barons. So the Unmanageables, by this point, know they're safe.
Yeah.
This is why Martin thinks it's dodgy, right? There is an unmanageables referee. So it's not an alts referee.
Oh, case closed, in my opinion.
Right. But then the ball comes into the area and a guy just handballs it.
Out of nowhere?
I mean, I've heard it's blatant.
It's blatant handball, right? There's no question it's a handball.
And I've heard it's silly. Miles above his head.
Yeah.
But was there an attacker behind him? You know,
we don't know the full situation, but we know it's a silly handball in the 94th minute that they give a penalty for. That if the alts score, they then go from third to first, leaving the Barons in third. Alan picks up the ball. Scottish Alan, Plumber Alan.
He once came
to meet me in a pub, stinking as shit. That actually happened. That was on my birthday, in fact. That's a side story, isn't it? But anyway, yeah. So he takes it, slots it in the bottom left, right corner.
Yeah.
And they've won the league, right?
The keeper dive.
They didn't even dive. The keeper was rubbish.
Okay.
So at that point, there's somebody videoing it, obviously, because it's the alts. And there's a James is on his knees on the floor. So, yeah. But, oh my god!
I can't believe that at all.
Yeah, like he's actually falling about on the floor. There's a guy in a Frozen outfit, you know, in a, like a princess outfit, running around for some reason. And ever since then, all I have heard, I have been punished almost daily on social media with one of them doing a really majestic post about how they've won the league.
Yeah,
they have punished us, haven't they?
I thought our Seagulls milked it last year, but they have.
They really
well
went
and truly milked
They've raised the bar for milking things, haven't they? Yeah.
They had a hell of a supporters club.
In
the club rooms after that win, because they were at Defire, right? Which is for viewers, it's not the home pitch.
No, so they all came down. Yeah.
Do they need a Braganio?
I mean, I don't think they can brag about either of their goals. Like, it's a shady handball.
Would it be the league?
I mean, they have braggio'd for a month now, I reckon.
I don't want to give them any more.
I feel like if the Dreamers were to win the league, Jerry, that's how it would happen.
We would go on about it?
Yeah. You'd
do it with the dodgy handball.
Oh, right. Yeah, probably. Yeah, we'd have to.
Yeah, so Saturday night that we mentioned before, it could be a wild party, because I know they're working on some ridiculous things. He's got them all a medal.
Brilliant.
Where does he get the time and the money?
Well, like, this is a guy who said he's too busy, right? Then one week, he said he was too busy to do a podcast, right? Then he lurches on the alts page, a graph he's done of players' arse weight, arse lengths versus arse width, right? to decide who got which size shorts, right? So he scored 5 out of 5 for arse height and out of 5 for arse width. So Johnny had scored 10. Johnny and Brad scored 10.
I'm surprised Johnny didn't score 11, to be fair.
Yeah, I mean, at least. Yeah. And then Mark Johnson only scored 2. Got 1 for his arse height and arse width. He did this instead of doing a podcast, you see. He's too busy, but he does all this shit.
I heard a rumour that he was getting a bus for the victory.
He was trying, but I don't think that's happened. Okay. But they're doing some more ridiculous things. I don't know if I'm allowed to announce them, so I won't. But they are... Saturday will be ridiculous for the alts as well as the first. Well, more than the first, hopefully. I mean, you'll celebrate if you win, lose or draw, right?
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, so. Sure. But a point would be good.
Point or 3.
Yeah.
I'm interested, like, if it's the last 15 minutes and it's 0-0, and you know you only need a draw, do you reckon you'll sit back?
Only naturally.
Yeah, and it's going to be carnage then, isn't
it? It's going to be carnage. They're whippy boys as well, the other team.
Is it the reserves?
Yeah, I think it is actually. So it's effectively their second team. And, you know, their kids just screaming for professionalism.
Yeah.
Which actually turns out to be some of my favourite games, because I love destroying children's dreams. And I miss this season because Ole Academy's go to, and they're usually younger and lighter.
Right,
so
you
really kick them across the park.
Yeah.
But these ones have got a bit more weight to them, and they're far better.
Yeah, I mean, when we played their third team last year, that was our plan, but we just couldn't get near them to kick them across the park. So
yeah.
It was a flat back 6 for us.
Our game against them was one of the funniest games I've ever watched. We've got it a full 90 minutes video, and it is worth a watch to see some old men, like, somehow beating this team. Like, the warm up was ridiculous. The whole thing, the whole video is brilliant. And then
I was at that game.
And then for some reason they gave away a silly goal in the last minute.
Brilliant.
and it all goes well.
Couldn't believe we won that game.
Yeah. I had on the weekend, I can't remember who we were playing, but there was a whippy little 17-year-old playing on the right against us, and he was lippy as hell to the to the ref, and I just thought, shut up. I said, I don't want to hear your bullshit. And like, and he looked a little bit hurt by it, and I thought he was going to go tell his mum on the sideline. But he went off, got the ball, you know, passed it around, and then he came back 5 minutes later and just got turns to me, he goes, you're 30. Like that. I was like, fucking hell, I don't know if I'm that old, but alright, that's what we're going to open with. Okay,
you're 30. Well, still young, still really young. I remember when I was 30 once. For a whole year. Right, well, other Island Bay successes, want to hear about them?
Yeah,
so the Vauxhalls, they won Division 5. Well done, the Vauxhalls.
Very nice.
So that was on goal difference, but they got themselves a trophy. Well done. So they're into the next...
Wait, is that Cat 5?
Wellington 5. Division
9.
Yeah, they've changed it, haven't they? Yep, so they won it on goal difference, but they had a good celebration on Saturday. I saw some photos from that. Then some second places, so promotions for the Tingers from Wellington 4.
Oh, interesting.
Don't hear much from them, but that's your brother, so well done him.
Yeah, sound like they had a fun season.
Yeah, they came second. The Masters Dreamers, they came second in Masters 3, so they're now Masters 2.
Nice.
So that's a successful start for them. And then the Originals, Masters 4, they came second as well. So some success for the Masters. Well done, everyone. Now I've got a little quiz for you.
Okay.
Right, so there are 20 club captains in the English Premier League.
Oh, here we go.
You have to tell me how many you think you can get, and then, so I'll start with Bryn. How many out of 20 do you think you can get? And if you can beat him, then you get a go. Whoever bets the most.
How long do we get?
I mean, I'm not going to let you take the piss, but a little while. So how many out of 20? And then as soon as you get them wrong,
how
it goes
many,
to somebody else.
What was the
else.
Question, sorry?
Club captain. So the club captain of the Premier League teams, the 20 of them, how many can you get?
Okay.
And before you get one wrong.
And is it what, alphabetical order we're doing it?
No, no, you just have to name a team and the captain.
We go around one each?
Right, okay.
No, because you say you can get 10, right?
Yeah.
And you say... 9 or whatever, you get to go first. If you can get all 10, you're the winner. Then if you get one wrong, then it's Jerry's turn to start on, or whoever's next.
I'm going to say 5 then.
5 for Bryn. Jerry, can you beat 5?
I was going to say 7.
Right, Jerry's saying 7. Martin, can you beat 7?
10.
Martin's saying 10. He's bringing, let him have a go, or does he think he can do 11?
No chance.
Jerry, can you beat 10?
I would like to think I can, but I probably can't, so I'm going to stay with...
So you're staying with 7, all right. Okay then, Martin. Name 10 Premier League club captains.
All right. John Henderson.
Yep.
Cesar Azpilicueta.
Yep.
Aubameyang.
Yep.
Grealish.
Yep.
Is that a yeah?
Yep. I lost Aston Villa in the list.
I know you need to think of actual teams rather than club captains.
I'll give you the teams.
Yeah. So is that 5?
That's
four.
Jesus. Harry Maguire.
Yeah, 5.
Oh, controversial.
I didn't. I read
pending?
That one.
That
I was
could
like,
be pending.
Oh, yeah. No, it's still there. Still there. That's 5.
Is he not one?
Yeah,
wow,
he is. Yeah,
the whole thing in Greece.
He is. Yeah,
it?
Yeah. He might get took off him soon, but he hasn't been took off him yet.
Okay.
So it's 5.
Lewis Dunk.
Yep.
Oh,
6.
That's a screamer of a shout.
Yeah. You've got 6.
Oh. Try to think of teams.
West Ham.
Another team.
Wolves, West Ham, West Brom, Tottenham, Southampton, Sheffield United, Newcastle.
Tottenham, Hugo Lloris.
Yeah.
Oh.
7.
Did you say Southampton?
Yeah.
Fuck, I know that one as well.
Mm.
James Ward-Prowse.
Yes, fucking hell, that's a good one. That's 8. So you've got Palace, Everton, Fulham, Leeds, Leicester, Man City.
Leicester. Oh, that's a tough one.
So how many have you got? 8. There's 2 more.
Man City. Did you say that?
Hey?
Did you say Man City?
I've said Man City yet.
No. Do you know who it is?
No, because David Silva's left.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking that risk. I've got a feeling I know it.
Ooh, I think I know it.
I'm going to say Wes Morgan.
Yeah.
Oh!
That's nine. He needs one more
match point
to take home the prize, which I haven't figured out yet. Might be an empty can of golden pash. Look at that.
You can have another one of your beers.
I mean, he brought them along.
Sorry, give me clubs again. Read out clubs.
All right, you've got Burnley, Palace, Everton, Fulham, Leeds, Man City, Newcastle, Sheffield United, West Brom, West Ham, Wolves.
Wolves is Connor Cody.
Yes! Well done.
Oh, I'm actually quite proud of that.
He's done 10. He's done 10. Very nice impressive. And easy. Yeah. Well, that was gripping. Okay. Gripping viewing for the viewers.
What'd I get?
I'll get you tea.
Alright, yep, sweet. I mean, I was getting that anyway.
Do you want me to get that beer?
Right, yeah, so apart from that, yeah, we've got the end of season due. The official one is next Friday.
Yeah, softball screwed us a little bit.
Yeah, it didn't go too well with the handover, but Friday the 2nd is the end of season party. The official one, get your DJing ready,
Jerry. See, Friday's better than Saturday, though, isn't it?
You reckon?
Oh, because you get 2 days to recover. No. I'm getting to that age now.
Really. I'm with you. The young bucks reckon they're all about the Saturday.
Mm. All right. There's an unofficial kind of messy one now happening on Saturday. It was going to be just the JJ's party. Then some masters wanted to be in there, and the first and second are going to be there. So okay. I think it could end up being messier than the actual party.
It's going
to
be bigger.
So I think we're going to get Jerry on the decks.
Mean.
That's brilliant. Nims will have a go at DJing. He loves a bit of that. Yep. Bit of 90s sort of ballads.
Is James Cain...
James Cain will be there, but whether he'll be in a state to DJ is... I mean, he's fraught with excitement.
So Superhands isn't going to be DJing.
I mean, he probably will, won't he? Starting off with a deep sense of dread.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. And then, just I wanted to get your final thoughts, because we've got like a range of views here.
Mm.
We've got some serious players. We've got Jerry. It's been sort of... Conversations I've been having with general folk around town, you know, about... What do social teams do? Like, what's the best option for them right now? Because, like, basically for teams like us, so we are a social team. We're kind of, you know, the most casual of. We don't train at all, like none of that kind of stuff.
Mm.
But we've got some very good players, right? Cap 3 was not fun for us.
No.
So we don't want to be in Cap 3. Cap 4. We want to be in it, but if we win it, we're in Cap 3. So, what do we do with that? And then Cap 5 is probably not good enough.
Mm.
So, where do we go? And then you go to teams like the Seagulls, who are also a social team. They take it more seriously, but they're still a social team. So, then they get all the teams that drop after first team down and beat them on a Sunday. So, like, it's not... That ruins it for you a bit, doesn't it, when that happens? You see it happening every Sunday. When you play on a Sunday, it's a better team.
Yeah, I mean, it's annoying, but at the same time, I think we've learned to kind of just get on with it.
But it is frustrating when you beat a team away and then at home you lose.
Yeah. I mean, we beat Petone Reserves first game of the season, and that was definitely not the Reserves.
Right.
And then we got scudded by their actual Reserves.
Oh, right, okay. So a bit of a mix.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on.
But like, it seems like we're now, like, the social teams are now clashing into the reserve teams, which makes it a lot more complicated. And teams like Nine-Nine, who take it really seriously because their first team is getting beaten by a bunch of social teams.
I don't want to talk about
Nine-Nine. No, let's not talk about Nine-Nine, no.
Yeah.
But,
you have to leap a lot of things out.
Right, okay, yeah. So I guess sort of like, so people are sort of suggesting Sunday league, but that is a bit of a shambles. Like, you don't get the fixtures till a Thursday.
Yeah.
And it's 6:15 on a Sunday night. And then, like, there's teams like the Alts, for example, who are a brilliant social team, who could end up getting promoted to where they have to have 3 subs, and that would ruin the whole vibe for them.
Yeah.
So would they then, instead of winning Cat 5, be better going to Sunday, where they win the league and they win the league?
I think from a club perspective, the social teams, it's the heart and the soul.
Yeah.
Quite seriously. And, like, I definitely experienced it with the uni team down in Dunedin. It's like, you know, you've got your couple of serious teams at the top, but the club functions around the social teams, and so to lose those,
because that seems to be where the teams are dropping off, like,
yeah,
over the years it's been around that dip 4 and 5 bit where it's got a bit too hard, but you don't want to start in dip 12 again.
No,
so you just go, okay, we'll go play Sunday, or we'll
can
do something
do
else. because it's shrinking, isn't it? Like the lower quality teams are now like, so like, no offense to like the Reds and that, but they're now it like up in divisions that used to be quite good.
Yeah.
So the quality of Div 7 is not great. So that middle bit are the ones that are all siphoning off to play a league which is not too serious, but also they don't mind getting promoted in. I feel like that's where they're losing teams. So what do good social teams do? What should they do? That's the question.
Got I think they gotta. They gotta.
What,
stick,
or what
do
capital
around.
Football?
Yeah,
what do capital
around
football
the club
do?
And trust and hope and contribute to the discussion with capital football, because I think capital football got to change their game. They got to adapt or die.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, because like you say, Al, there's teams being siphoned off to the Sunday League and capital football will lose their revenue.
Yeah, because I think it's like the almost the professionalisation of a few of them good clubs, which means the reserves and the thirds and the fourths are all very good.
Yeah,
means that it's squeezing them teams that are in between from both ends and just kind of going. What, and obviously, there's cost and everything.
What you are seeing with the Sunday League as well is that that's getting better.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
For those social teams like the Seagulls or. Yeah, so they,
the JJs. We'd be up there in that.
I think the JJs would walk Sunday League.
We didn't. We played LBQ and we didn't. We didn't. We lost them. In fact, we lost 2-1. We didn't have our best team out, but we lost 2-1. It was a good game.
Yeah.
That's probably about our level. That Div 1 of that Sunday.
It was a good game, but they're also, if you look at it, they're also scudding everyone in that.
Oh, are they?
Like,
did they win it again?
8-0.
Yeah, they're way better.
There's
no competition.
So,
it's not quite. So that's not quite good.
You do
enough,
actually
yeah.
see a difference between the summer and the winter as well.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think Tony offers a pretty good deal for those social teams. But I think Bryn's exactly right. You know, like
there's got to be a reshuffle around Div 4-ish and figure out like a way of making that.
And I think perhaps we've seen the start of it this year with the reshuffle of
So, but I don't know. Like, do you get promoted from Wellington 1 to Cap 4?
I imagine you would, but yes, I think it's become. I think they've written in something, but don't quote me on this. But it's a choice.
But then, what if teams from Div 4 want to go down?
Yeah,
it's a bit of a mess, isn't it? Yeah,
the rules.
Yeah, so just like what? Yeah, I'm kind of wondering.
But
the future is for social teams who are actually quite good.
Yeah, I think the crux is that Capital Football's got to be open to the discussion, otherwise, because it's their money at the end of the day to lose.
Yeah.
And if they don't adapt, they will lose.
Yeah.
I think they've got to recognise their customers as well, you know, like they provide a service as well, you know, like.
It just seems like they do very well for the lower social teams, and the Masters is growing massively, and they do well for the serious teams, but there's this bit in the middle that they don't really look after.
And they need to, because it, I mean, especially in with the likes of Island Bay, and I'm not sure about the other clubs around Wellington, but you know, that it's the, for Island Bay, that middle ground is the heart of the club, but also the club's massively dependent on the revenue that those teams bring in, not only through, you know, well, relatively small proportion of subs because the majority goes to Capital Football, but it's the over the bat.
Yeah.
But that's the thing that you'll get with the club, is you always get that club culture that comes with it, and that you don't get that with Sunday League so much, you know. It's
you
turn up 5 minutes before and you go, you know, like that's it. So I think you get the added benefits of the club culture and what comes with that, but yeah, it's a tough one.
Yes, well, there we are.
I just play both. Do it both.
Yeah. Just do, but I mean, yeah. I mean, if I didn't have the legs of a 37-year-old, I don't think. Yeah, if you saw me moving on Sunday, Jerry, you wouldn't suggest to go and play football again.
You've seen me moving after playing both.
Yeah, not, yeah. You don't look great.
Yeah, I'm in pain.
You can do it, couldn't you, Bryn?
I'm on the border. I've had one of the, you know, my healthiest seasons so far, but I think it was massively due to the fact we didn't have a extended pre-season and COVID shut us down for 2 months, so my body could rest.
Right,
I'm not hearing any of this, Bryn. I still look at you with rose tinted glasses.
Right, that's probably it then. If anyone's got any thoughts to add,
Shout out to Goodall.
Oh yeah, Nick Goodall. He was very tempted to come tonight.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But he has a family and a life,
yeah,
so he couldn't. Summer League's coming in about a month, and we're joining forces, us and the Seagulls.
Yep.
We're joining forces, and Bryn's keen. Look how keen he is.
I think there'll be about five of us, but yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fine. We got a goalie, that's all that matters.
Yes, so I get some exercise in the summertime.
Yeah.
Superb.
And we'll get Bryn along. Brings Kane.
You should play Jerry. We can reunite our centre back partnership.
I told you about my. I did a formation that did, said it doesn't matter for any of the positions, just a back three of us three. that's my dream.
The other positions literally said doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I put me in the midfield now.
Yeah. I mean, I've got you as a wing back. To be honest, like Bryn, you've got fitness, so you're my right wing back over the summer.
Don't know about everyone else, but I've an in season body and an off season body.
Right. Okay. Well, this might help.
I mean, I have an in season professionalism and off season professionalism. Actually, no, I don't.
No. You're similar 12 months of the year, man.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Yeah. You're massively unprofessional, Jerry. Yeah. No, that's probably the end of that. So, that might be the end of the season for the Bad Sharks, because James is now preoccupied. So, thanks for all you lot for helping throughout, and thanks to the viewers.
Thanks to you.
Yeah. Massive. Thanks. Awesome listening.
The baddest shark of all.
Thanks, Jerry. Thanks very much. So, Forza JJ's for the last time, perhaps. See you later.
See you guys.